Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, folks, 2014, Tuesday night, only one thing to start doing, let's talk racing. Go down to third, we're at the wingman, I got the captain, Scotty Deal, got the queen of the house, Tammy Allman. Mr. Scott Hoffmaster's in here for some exciting news. And our apprentice is over here wearing a shirt that I should rip right off his back.
The apprentice is here.
Eric, Whip. Oh, and, I mean, we'll start off. Unfortunately, we got to start off with some sad news.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're going to start the year off with a little sad news. Unfortunately, last week we lost one of our brothers again in racing. A sad deal with Harvey Esminger on January 2nd, I believe. He passed on to another place, and we just want to send our condolences out to his family, friends, and he had many friends. He had many friends in racing, and we did not appreciate Harvey enough when he was here. It's sad to see him not going to be with us anymore. It's a sad deal, but again, his family and friends, keep him in your prayers. I think they're actually having the memorial service as we speak right now, up in Cressonia, in the area where he lived. So there we have it.
Wow.
We hope their family heals soon.
Yeah, that wasn't a good way to start the year off.
No, it really wasn't.
No, it really wasn't.
It's getting too commonplace here of late, and
yeah,
we hope we break the trend here.
Yeah, we got to break the trend, and we got to start off with saying that KYS Motorsports, a chapter has closed in the historic motorsports. They are no longer XL 600 people.
No,
they're gone.
They're no longer modified people.
They're no longer modified people.
Half the garage went in another direction earlier, right? A few weeks ago.
And now there's an empty spot in the garage.
Now there's another empty spot there.
At the compound.
What's going to get filled in there?
I think one of them wingless cars.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Like that.
So.
I like to hear that.
Yeah, I like to hear that. So. But, hey, we got a big – remember we did this Lowdown and Dirty BorgWarner Person of the Year trophy?
Yes. Yes, we did.
Remember this.
Yeah,
we
kicked that off on a whim one night. One of those things that just steamrolls.
Yep. And we've gotten up to a $75 in prize money or gift certificates. We
correct.
Got 50 from the Wingman. Here in East Greenville, Pennsylvania, and we got 25 from our other host home, the Bandits, down in Betchelsville.
And we just like to again make a call out to Greg Matlack. He sponsored the $50 gift certificate here from the Wingman. We appreciate that very much.
Yes, and Jackie from Bandits, she kicked up 25,
right,
for some adult beverages, and took a vote, and we've come up with the winner for the Blow Down a Dirty Person of the Year.
It was unanimous.
It was unanimous. No, neither, none of us three talked to one another about it. We just, what's your vote?
No, in fact, I put an anonymous note out there, and we all came up with the same name.
Yeah, we all came up with the same name. And our chosen winner was the Godfather, Mr. Fast Freddy Raymer. So we hope next week maybe we'll be able to present the trophy to him. Live and in person.
We're hoping. We're going to be in contact with them.
Yeah. But that's
what
we chose.
Yep. Now that it's out of, the secret envelope has been opened and it's out there.
Yep. Yep. And now, like I say, look what he's done. Look what he accomplished this year.
He won a couple things this year.
He did some stuff this year that...
It did some stuff.
Yeah. One.
He closed out his career in Hollywood fashion. Let's put it that way.
Right. I mean, that's Hollywood book material. That's movie material.
Movie material.
But Steve McQueen's dead, so I guess we can't have him play Freddie Raymer, because that's who I'd pick.
That's a good one. I like that.
Steve McQueen. Yeah. Yeah. He'd been a perfect Freddie Raymer.
I wonder what Deb would have to say about that,
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. When they make the movie,
Yeah, when they make the movie.
Yeah.
Great little piece in this week's AARN. Lenny Sammons wrote You'll be seeing it if you get your paper on a Thursday. Hopefully you get it on a Thursday. But Lenny does a nice little piece on what Fred accomplished this year and all the accolades that he's been already laid on here postseason. Freddie's, you know, won a couple awards at the MPA, which Tammy's going to summarize a little later for us.
And she snuck a picture of him. I seen it.
Yeah.
I seen it. It was great. Yep. And the queen's always on top of the camera.
I captioned it. Who's lying to who, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. On stories, you know?
Yeah. But I don't know if Freddie got the dress code, you know?
Well, we're not going there,
yeah.
You know?
Because you know underneath that was just a Jan, it was probably a Jan Opperman or a Brad Doty T-shirt.
Probably a Van May, something like that. Yeah,
a Van May shirt, you know?
Yeah.
What do you mean I got dress up? I'm Freddie Raymer.
I is
the godfather. But hey, we had a lot of nominees. We had for the award this year, which is really cool.
Yeah, we
you
did.
Know, everybody that got nominated was very appreciative of it.
So you were nominated.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
Whippy was nominated
mm-hmm.
By a couple people, actually.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Miss Motorsports.
Mm-hmm.
Katie Cotterow
yep.
was nominated. Brett
Dale.
Has done a bang-up job for...
She knocked it out of the park as Miss Motorsports. Yeah,
she set the bar at another level this year, I
yeah.
think. You know?
I seen... She was everywhere.
Yeah. But you're right, Brett Dale.
Yep. So, I mean, for all that he's done and everything, and, you know, and...
He's brought some hardware home at the MPA, which Tammy will get into, I guess, later on.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's shaking her head.
Yeah. You know... So and our own Tammy Allman got nominated.
Aunt Tammy you know, got nominated
because she does an outstanding job, too, Tammy. She goes out beyond what you have to do for these race teams. We need to talk. We're gonna start. You're gonna start putting money in your pocket, honey.
Yeah. Ernie Saxon nominated.
Yep. Ernie Saxon got nominated, and you know the Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
You know, who's still gonna be around at Grandview?
Yeah. Yeah.
Occasionally. Yeah. You know.
He points that out on his in his article this week again. You know, I have not retired. You know,
yeah, just ain't walking up them steps no more.
Walking up the steps anymore.
You know,
Chuck Eckert,
yeah,
man that's kept Enduro racing alive. That was he was nominated also.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Geezer Finelli.
He keeps the dream alive for the people that are dreaming.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah. And he runs on Geezer Racers.
Geezer Racers?
Yeah.
There's a rumor that he is actually going to get a new racing suit this year.
Well, Eric, can you fit in Geezer's fire suit?
No.
No? All right. Okay.
He's got other bigger extremities, is what he's saying. Is that
Yeah,
I got it.
Because apparently Geezer's getting a new fire suit. The rainbow's going.
We thought we'd...
I bet you there's a bar in Allentown somewhere where we could donate that fire suit.
Whoa. All right, moving on.
Yep. I guarantee it.
Kramer Williamson was nominated by our good buddy Michael Gerhardt.
Yeah, I mean that's you know that was a tragic deal this year, last year, and that car was everywhere after the fatal you know what happened and everything. And tribute of Kramer Williams, that was at every track we went to.
Oh, I know.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, it's good tribute. They did a nice tribute.
Yeah. They
really
did a great tribute for Kramer. You know.
Sandy and Buddy Murray were not nominated.
Yep. They go all out. They you
they
know.
Go all out. Yeah,
they'd give the shirt off their back to people to race.
They do.
So
good
and,
people.
Yep, Richie Tobias and Doug Rose from the Action Track at Kutztown Speedway,
bringing the Action Track back to prominence.
Yep,
Kutztown back to prominence. That's that was a job well done. I think they're going to be even doing greater next year. That was good.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you had your second nomination. The Binghamton Bullet was nominated a second time. By Michael Gerhardt.
That's my best friend.
Best friend. And that was it. That's what we had.
Yeah.
But as we announced previously, the Godfather. Fred Raymer, has won the deal by unanimous vote.
If you put all the stats together that everybody's done here, Freddie got it.
Yep.
None of us won the U.S. Williams Grove National.
No.
I didn't win it.
No, I didn't win it.
No, we didn't win it. Tammy, did you win it?
No, Tammy didn't.
Yeah. Nobody won it. There's only one person who won it.
Yeah.
Only one person won the Grove title. One person won Lincoln title. It wasn't me.
Yeah.
So, what do you got? Oh, and Sean Burke was nominated, too.
Oh, yeah. How did we miss Burke?
That's right. Sean Burke was the nomination of the Person of the Year award, too.
You know what? My error. I
forgot all about that. Sean Burke got nominated, too.
Thank you very much, Whip.
Yep. And he has a new position this year.
He does.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk, when we talk to Mr. Trevor Kobler later,
we'll talk to Trevor about what he thinks about Mr. Burke. How's that?
Well, all these new changes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yes, Trevor Kobelars, if we haven't set it up till now, is our guest this evening. He'll be calling in, or we'll be calling him around 8:30, 8:45, something like that. So don't go too far away from the phone there, Trevor. Tammy's going to give us some results on EMPA right now. Are you ready, Tam? Can you do that?
You ready, Tam?
Sure. I'll stop eating and eat my wings. I was there.
Okay. Oh, wait, here's our first question. How do you become a member of EMP?
You have to join them. There is a yearly membership fee. You have to come from an accredited media outlet and fill out paperwork and everything, submit proof of what you do in order to become a first-time member. And I'll tell you what, it's well worth the membership because, now this past weekend, we had the opportunity to attend different lectures and seminars and things like that on top of the award ceremonies and the judging and the competition. So one of the events that I sat in on was a legal matter about what you can and can't photograph, what you can and can't post, who can and can't use your work, and things like that. That's just one of the things that we learned about. It was actually really important because, you know, despite the fact that we can watermark our stuff all we want, there's so many cloning tools out there now that anybody can just steal your work. So there's a lot of things that we learned about protecting our intellectual property and keeping it safe, but still giving the fans the chance to see the images that we put out there for them to enjoy. They also told us some of the new laws that are pending in other states are you can't post pictures of families enjoying the events.
What?
New Jersey is looking to try and ban public places from posting pictures of children without waivers signed by the parents in public places for anything.
Oh, I can see that, yeah.
See that because it's unfortunate because of the weirdos.
Right. There's two states that are looking to do it, and unfortunately we have New Jersey right next to us, so it's something that we had to learn about.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's interesting.
That's very interesting. I didn't know any of that.
So, say a young child comes into Victory Lane, you can't put in your program book, you can't put on your fan pages, the driver can't put on their fan pages, you can't post that anywhere, you can't post it for sale. If New Jersey passes this law.
So it only can be for private family use only then?
Correct.
Even if it's the driver's kid? You know, to say it's a father or son?
The drivers will have to sign waivers.
They'll have to sign...
The parents and stuff will have to sign a waiver if New Jersey gets their way.
Well, that's Governor Christie. Shut up.
Yeah. It's a lot of educational pieces put together. We have the writing contest that we're allowed to submit entries to. We have the photography contest. There was 24 individual photographers, I think they said it was, and I forget how many total entries, but there was a ton of entries in there. And as the judges told everybody, too, the work this year was just phenomenal. They had the hardest time they've ever had picking the winners because everybody really stepped it up this year and raised the bar. So,
Tammy, what did I hear you say? You have to be a part of accredited media outlet?
Right.
Okay.
You can't just say, I'm a photographer and I want to join. You have to submit proof of your work, show that you've been working in the field, show what you cover in the field. You know, they don't just want some average guy coming off going, I just bought a camera and I want to do this, or I just started a blog online and I write every week. Look what I blog about.
Gotcha.
They're writing about their dog going out and going to the bathroom, you know. They want...
Gotcha.
Actual proof of what you're doing and things, and then they need the owners of the outlets to verify you when you're in there going, yes, they are a member of the outlet. Yes, this is what they do in the media field. So it's
so Whippy,
really good.
So, Whippy, you and I wouldn't qualify because we're not a credit. We're just two goofballs, you know?
Yeah, we're just two race nuts.
You have to have the boss sign the paperwork.
And then Joe... When Joe's here with us,
yeah.
You know,
we put Joe's name on it. We're out. We're out.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Joe? Where's Joe?
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, Joe's not here. Yeah. Oh, if we haven't said that yet, Joe's not here tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, Joe's not here. Joe's sick.
Joe's sick, actually.
Joe's sick. So, well, we're safe. Then EMP, they're safe. They're safe. They're safe with it. They don't have to worry about us.
No.
But then you can't enter in the categories. They have a broadcast category where you can enter into to compete against other radio shows, other television shows.
We're not that good.
There's so many categories that they have.
We are not that good.
Well, they'd have to make a new category for us.
Yeah, they'd have to make a new category for us. Well, a couple ass clowns.
The ass clown category.
Yeah. It is what it is.
I'm just saying. I'm sorry, Tammy. We interrupted you. We interrupted you.
But you were involved in, like, the pictures. You
yes,
had photography.
I was in the writing contest and the photography contest this year.
The writing was part of from the Grandview Speedway program?
No, the
no
writing is part of, I write for RAS News on top of Garage Talk Live, and I had two articles that were submitted, where have all the drivers gone, and a dream come true, photographer turned into driver.
Cool.
So I didn't place. I spread to you.
But
once.
You were there. You
I
were...
was there. I was in the categories for the first year I entered. So, and they'll have to make a category of my own for my kind of writing because I definitely don't write polished like everybody else. So I'm definitely in a different category than all those guys.
See, we'll make up our own categories. We'll take over. Maybe they do got to fear something. We're taking over.
Mm-hmm.
But
so
yes.
Were you a judge being a photographer?
Because I entered pieces in there.
Did you enter, so you couldn't make no.
Yep. I had 8 boards and a portfolio entered this year. And I placed in the crash action.
Right, you had the Chuck Shutt sequence.
Yep. I had a couple of sequences in there, actually. I had the flipping grand view where the spring went into the tree. I had Chuck Shutt, and then I had the Ted Christopher Jimmy Blewett.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I had those three in. None of them placed. And I had to laugh because Mel Stetler entered the same print crash from Grandview. And Rick Sweeten had the series from AC. So not only were they duplicates, but when they laid them all out after they mixed them up, they all ended up side by side.
Oh, nice.
So I just said they're going,
Who designed that?
Well, I mean, copying you is flattery, right?
Yeah, that's flattery.
Yeah.
You know?
It was kind of cool to see, though, because then I could look at what they did and how they covered it, and the judges could critique them back and forth, too, and compare and contrast them and say what they liked from one, but what they... I felt like going, well, we're putting the two together, quick, can we win? Because, you know, what I didn't have, they had, but what, you know, back and forth, different things. If you would have put both boards together that were duplicate, it would have been great.
Well, I think they did that when they published it in AARN, right? They used some of Mel's stuff, some of your stuff, right? And they put it all together as a sequence.
Put it all together to make the sequence.
Yeah.
So, it's cool, though. When you get all the different angles and you put it together, it actually makes for a neat little series for all the fans to see. So
yeah.
I like when they put other photographers work in and you go, well, this one got it from this side, but this one got it from this side. But when you get to see it, you get to see the whole scenario. Like, my shot showed that his head was actually hitting on the roll cage, where some of the other angles you couldn't tell. It just looked like he went up and over him. So when everybody works together as a photography group, it comes out really nice for the fans.
So who was the keynote speaker for the event?
Right now I'm not paying attention. It was originally supposed to be Dave Moody.
Oh, right. It was supposed to be Dave Moody, right. But Steve Post sat in, right?
Right. He ended up changing at the last minute and coming down. And I had the chance to meet him afterwards, too. And I had a lot of fun listening to all the stories that they were telling. And just to sit there in the presence of the room with some of these people that were there, for me, it's just, you know, very humbling and very honoring. Because these guys are unreal.
I go way back with Mr. Post. Way back.
Yeah, he's actually.
He's a hometown
from New York.
Guy for me.
Yep. Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Mr. Funk, he's gone a long way.
But now he's a big shot NASCAR.
Now he's NASCAR.
He's got his own radio show on MRN.
Wing Nation, which is a good show. Wing Nation is a good show.
But he is still so down to earth. You would never know that he's at that level because he talks to you just like we're talking to each other right now. And I think that was his thing. You know, he would talk to everybody. And like I said, just to listen to his stories and listen to his experience and how he built upon his experience to get to where he's at was really inspiring.
Yeah, because he's down south now, man. He travels. He's MRN. He's everything, man.
Yeah, you know? Sirius. He's got a show on Sirius too, right?
Yeah, and I mean, I seen him when he was just announced on a track announcer at Penn Can and Mock Attack. You know? Now look at Eric's already shopping for hypers.
Jeez.
I love it.
Nice, Eric. Way to go.
Yep. Well, that's cool. I'm glad you were attending there, and I'm glad that was interesting, you know?
It was. I mean, you get to learn a lot from each other, you know? Same with the photography. I looked at the other people's work, and I seen, you know, like the one shot through a fence to get the image. And just the way it changed it, because you're using a fence now to frame up your shot. So here's all the cars coming out the corner through the fence. It looks a lot different than shooting on top of the cars like I normally do. So different perspectives and different things, like the pure art category. When these guys sit there and manipulate their photos, it's unreal. You know, some of these pieces need to be in a museum the way they're working their artwork out there. So the drivers are really lucky with the photographers that are out there right now and everything they're doing for the sport.
And that's what we're going to do after motorsports, and maybe we're going to do another photographer show.
I know the guys down there be game, so.
We kicked butt with that, and the guys really liked it. I mean, when you got photographers coming up to us at banquets and saying we really dig that.
When are you going to do that again?
Yeah, that was an honor for us.
Yeah, down at EPA they were saying, too, you know, when are you going to have us all on again? So, I don't know. We might have to find a big building to do this.
Well, that's all right. It's whole area right here.
We'll knock it out here.
We're going to do another photographer show because we enjoyed that. You know, and when you get the likes of like Mr. Yurko coming up to you and saying stuff, man, that's just makes the hair in the back of your neck stand up.
All right, not to cut everybody off about EMPA, but like to move on to our next topic. Tammy's got another announcement.
She's full of it tonight.
We're gonna bring
Mr. Scott Hoffman.
Okay, hold on. Scott can take mine.
Okay. All right, because, Tammy, you got to stay involved with this because you're running with this one, honey.
I am. I guess, does this mean I can call myself a co-promoter, Scott?
Put it on left side. Make sure the headset's on the left side. There you go. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. Hi, Scott.
Hey, remember last year we were talking, where's the small show at the Coventry Mall? And we didn't have one. Well, folks in the listening area who have race cars who want to display them, guess what? What are we doing, Tam?
It's coming back.
Yep. And compliment thank you to Mr. Scott Hoffmaster.
Yes. Scott's been working hard behind the scenes to get this pulled together and to get touch base the mall and get everything set up. And I tell you what, Scott, I'm really excited this is coming back this year, and I'm really excited to be involved with and helping you out. And looking forward to this. It's going to be a giant meet and greet over 3 days.
Yeah, I wanted to do it last. I had 4 years in a row where I did it, and it's just that the last year I got a new position in my job and it was taking so much of my time and I just didn't feel like I could put together a decent show. And I felt bad, but I had to not, and the mall really wanted it back again. The mall is so into the show. It really brings in the business. And I contacted them this year. I was waiting and waiting and finally they got back to me because the management is actually new owners are the same owners of Reading Fairgrounds. So. I was talking to the administrative assistant, and finally they made that last Monday. They agreed to give it the green light and go ahead with the show. So the show is going to be from Friday, March 7th through Sunday, March 9th. It's a week after the Reading show. We'll take the cars in Thursday night, March 6th. The mall closes at 9 p.m., and the cars will come out 6 p.m. on Sunday.
Cool.
It's really great that I had some really great supporters between the late models, the modifieds, the ARDC midgets, the guys that came out every year to support the show, Chuck Schutz, Ron Klein, Bruce Buckwater, Phoenix Full Quarter Midget Club is there every year with 20, 30 quarter midgets. It really, the mall's giving me a free range with, I'm getting about four or five empty stores to use. It looks like that we are going to have the Birdsboro Radio Control Club there for some demonstrations. I don't know if Tammy might do it at one every night.
We can work to working on that, seeing what we can get everybody available, but we're going to have live racing.
Yep.
Cool. Live remote control.
Yep, we're going to do that.
RCR cars.
Yep. We have the trucks, we have the cars. There's all different categories and divisions ranging from what we call the stock, the outlaw, and the novice truck series, which are mostly Traxxas trucks. Then we have 10-scale EDM modified, 18-scale EDM modified and late models, and touring class is what we'll be bringing down. We're going to hopefully get everybody to come down every night and maybe get some drivers to go out there and play with the toys too and show everybody how good they really are and something they're not used to.
Right. Now, I go back to when my dad up in 1980s did a small show. You just don't reel them in.
Yeah.
You know, because everybody's got, like, I want to be at this end. I want to be near this store. Everybody's got their little pet peeve things, you know. So it ain't just push them through the door, you know. You got your hands full.
Yeah. The nice thing is I don't get any complaints. I mean, that's one thing I love about the racing community. Everyone is just so nice. One thing I want to give out, you can contact me at Coventry Mall RCS, which stands for Race Car Show, at yahoo.com. All I need is your name, your phone number, so I can contact you if need, the type of car you have and your racing number. It's really easy. There's no entry fee.
All you have
to do is sign the hold harmless waiver. I have that. I come out to greet everyone Thursday night, and as you come in, you sign the waiver, and I try and line it up. It's a work night. I mean, a lot of racers are work people, so I try to get you in and get everything organized as soon as I can, so I can get people home so they can work the next day.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there a phone number they can contact you?
Yeah, they can call me at my cell phone, 484-880-5639, if you have any questions.
Okay.
The Coventry Mall is located 11 miles south of Grandview, right off of Route 100. So it's really easy to get to. The bigger cars we take in, if anyone knows the Coventry Mall, we take the big cars in through the Ross entrance. So if everyone just lines up, then there's an auxiliary lot there. Everyone lines up the cars and brings them right in. It takes about 30 minutes once I get the cars in. The numbers have ranged from 70 to 100 on a car count in the 4 years that I did it. So,
really?
Yeah. Quarter midgets, I get 20 to 30 quarter midgets. That helps out the car count.
And it's diverse. I mean, you got everything from enduro cars all the way up to late models, modified, slingshots, 600s. You know, it's great. I mean, and it's cool for the guys because then they can, you know, get out there, you know, and get their names out there, get their sponsors out there. See, that's what this is, you know, it comes right down to it. It's your shot to show off your prettiness of the race car before you go out there and knock the pretty off it.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. That's my biggest thing is sponsors are nice enough to support our racing. I feel that it's another opportunity to showcase your sponsors. They're the reason why you're racing. So
amen.
Try to get them out there as much as you can.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm excited for it. I'm glad it's coming back. You know, I'm glad. I'm glad you're bringing it back. You know,
thanks.
I mean. It's. I mean, I understand where you come from. It's a tough gig, man. When you work 40 hours a week, then you're trying to slam this in there, too, with your schedule.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it gets tough. But So what's the dates again?
It's Friday, March 7th through Sunday, March 9th.
March 9th. Now, get your cars right. If you can't make the Reading one, make Coventry. If you can't make motorsports, make Coventry.
Exactly. Come on out, show off your sponsors, and promote your sponsors while you're out there. They're helping you out. Promote them while you're there.
Yeah, and the phone number again to contact you?
484-880-5639.
Beautiful. All right, we're Coventry Mall. We are going car show. And we're RCR racing.
RC racing, yep.
That's going to be big. I'm liking that. Cool, thank you. Thank you for bringing the car show back.
Thank you for bringing me on.
Yeah. All right. That's going to be good. Want to go to a break? Yeah, you want to do a couple more things? You going to hang out with us?
Yeah, I'll hang out.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, we got all kinds of race schedules. Yeah, thank you very much. A lot of race schedules coming out. Motorsports this motorsports is this weekend. Christmas is here.
For you that thought Christmas was a short time back, Whippy's Christmas is just coming up.
My Christmas is this Saturday. Yes. I'm telling you. Did you see Grandview's schedule?
I did. It is a little off the hook, don't you think?
That is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, Grandview's schedule is quite impressive. I can't find this pile of paper I got here. But
it's on page 3.
Oh, okay.
Like, probably the biggest thing on that whole schedule, and you could piss, you could moan, you could cry. The night before the Sixer, folks, we're racing.
Yes, we are.
We are midget and sportsmen. Friday night before the Sixer. The Sixer is no longer a one-day, well, it was never a one-day event to begin with.
Oh, no, not actually.
It is now a Friday-Saturday gig. Strap in Thursday night, folks.
ROC Sportsman and ARDC Midgets.
That's an ROC Series race, too.
Yes.
That means
some traveling men.
Traveling men be coming down.
Yeah.
They're gonna bring sportsmen and midgets.
Yep.
And I'm sorry, maybe Grandview's heard some. Have you heard any crying about this midget show yet? The night before the Sixer? Because we've already heard a little.
Tammy's eating again. You're asking Tammy a question when she's got her mouth full again.
I didn't even look over.
I love their wings. I'm sorry. I admit it. I love their wings over here. It's my favorite thing. But I know who's – I'm crying because I'm sitting there going, how am I going to get this all done?
Oh, I'm rocking it, man. I'm loving it, man.
I'm excited, though. I think it's going to be really good.
Yeah, we'll get you there. Don't worry. That's a pat on the good game for Grandview Speedway.
Yeah,
good game.
I'm really excited, but I think it's going to be great for the fans. I'm looking forward to it. But by the time we're done Saturday night, probably up against the wall.
Yep. I mean, that big – you know, because – last year, Mr. Miller, Mr. Rogers, kind of, you know, with the rain out thing, that Thunder on the Hill show.
Right.
So they're bringing that back, and they're going to give you two races. So we're going to get
seven features,
two URCs, two 358 wheel and NASCAR All-American Modifieds.
Oh, it almost makes me cry.
I'm 6 foot tall.
One of my favorite shows is on April 12th, Twin 20 Modified.
Yes. Oh. Twin 20.
Twin 20s. I love Twin 20s.
I like that.
I mean, you look down this list. You got URC. You got Sportsman's. You got Late Models. You got your Modified Normal Show. But then you got Vintage Club. You got TSRS, which we haven't even talked about. Sundays, you know, along with ARDC. You got four of those, right? And it is a very diverse schedule.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. I mean, they really mixed it up, and it's a great schedule.
And if you were there last year for the Jesse Hockett Memorial, you will be there this year because that right there. In my opinion, that might have been the best race I've seen all year.
Yeah,
I ain't kidding you.
Yeah, that was spectacular.
I have never seen a man dominate Grandview Speedway, bounce the right rear off the back boilerplate over and over, and almost knock the third turn wall down gassed it.
Yeah, it was quite impressive.
The modern-day cowboy saddled up for that Jesse Hockett.
He tamed the monster Grandview. Yes, he did.
Yeah, he rode that thing like a wild stallion. that was an incredible feat. But hats off to Mr. Miller and Mr. Rogers for bringing on that right out of the box. We're going with the seven features. So hats off to them for that. But
well, if you get to motorsports this weekend, you're going to have schedules available. You can see all what we're talking about here in chronological order and in living color.
And thank them.
And thank them. You see the Rogers family, you see Bob Miller, thank them for putting this fantastic schedule together for your
25 years this year of Thunder on the Hill and 52 of Grandview Speedway.
And 75 of ARDC.
75 of ARDC. So when you see these people, give them a pat on the butt. Tell them,
yeah.
Okay.
Tell them Whippy sent you.
Yeah. Yeah. Where's Whippy? But, yeah, I mean, Grandview's just going to knock it out of the park. And, and Diamond ain't no slouch neither, man.
No, Diamond's schedule.
Rocking it, too, this year.
I'll tell you what. They're, you know, for their second year in business up there, they have put a nice schedule together also. And, they're trying. They're really
trying
hard.
Hats off to them. They're trying.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. The Smullies have got to be thanked also. When you see them?
Yes.
Tell them how much you appreciate it.
Good game. I mean, they're bringing late models. World of models.
They got late models. And they got, they got woo late models.
They got woo late models. And if they got woo late models, maybe.
Someday.
Sometimes we could maybe see the madness of the, we wanted the best, you thought the. Sorry, I guess. Sorry.
Calm down, Whip. Calm down.
That could happen because it's dirt sanctioned now.
That's
World
right.
Racing group.
Right.
So,
you got money.
Season opener is kicking off March 30th.
March 30th already. That's going to be here before you know it. They got Money in the Mountains on April 4th. That was a good event last year. Jeff Strunk pulled that home, right?
They're going to have URCs. They're going to have Super Sportsmen, ARDC Midgets. We got all kinds of divisions up there.
Yep.
So, Grandview Speedway and Big Diamond came out with killer schedules. You know?
They really did.
New Egypt knocked one out, too. New Egypt got a great schedule.
Yeah. I don't have theirs. I don't have theirs in here tonight. But
make sure when you're down to motorsports this weekend, you thank these people. You know? Because, man, if it wasn't for them, what would we be doing on a Friday, Saturday?
There you go. All right, Whip. You know what? I'm going to go to break here. I'm going to get Trevor on the line.
Yeah,
we're actually almost getting a little late to have Trevor. So,
ARDC champion.
Yeah, ARDC champion.
Ready to go to Chili Bowl.
Yes, he is.
All right.
So let me pull in some commercial time here, and we'll get Trevor on. Stay tuned.
For 26 years, Joe Adams Lettering LLC has been providing graphics and lettering to a large base of clientele throughout the United States, and even as far away as St. Martin's, Netherlands Antilles. Services include signs, truck lettering, race car lettering, logo design, and much, much more. Joe Adams Lettering LLC is the graphic provider of choice for many of the local schools, churches, athletic departments, racetracks, and promoters alike. Our friendly service and attention to detail ensures that our clients are receiving the finished product that they want, need, and desire. Starting a company and need to get recognized? We have full branding capabilities, from logo concepts to the finished product, placed right on your sign, company truck, van, letterhead, and business cards. All done right here, in-house, at our Bechtelsville facility. Joe Adams Lettering LLC custom designing capabilities set you apart from the competition. We provide custom t-shirt artwork, banners, yard signs, magnetic signs, billboards, and much, much more. Take advantage of our full printing capabilities and get noticed. From small window decals to full wraps, we got you covered. Give us a call at 484-638-0931. Or you can check us out on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Joe Adams Lettering LLC and like us so you can keep up with some of the latest happenings. Look for our logo on the side of a race car at a local track near you. And remember, love the A, and the A will love you back.
Hey, hey, everybody, this is your old pal Clarence on behalf of Low Down and Dirty. We're going to be talking about some wings tonight here from the Wingman Bar and Grill, located over here in East Greenville, Pennsylvania. The Wingman Bar and Grill serves the freshest, mild, hot, suicide, and tough guy wings if you can handle them. They also have a nice menu of hot and cold subs, pizza, wrapped, and panini. The Wingman also has 12 beers on tap and a large selection of cold takeout beer. In addition to the fine eat-in dining experience, a large takeout menu, a wide assortment of beers on tap, the Wingman Bar and Grill also holds special events and entertainment such as Texas Hold'em Poker, trivia, karaoke, and from time to time they even have some live bands. Take advantage of Wingman's outdoor seating for the summer. Enjoy the summertime. The restaurant and bar open daily from 11:30 a.m. on up at about to 2 a.m. and a bar menu be available at the 10 p.m. So be sure to check out their website for weekly chef specials. You can find them at the web at www.wingmanbarandgrill.com. You can also find them on Facebook at www.facebook.com/TheWingmanBarandGrill. The Wingman Bar and Grill has been voted best wings in Philly for 4 years in a row. Also voted best burger in 2010. For takeout service, call in your order at area code 267-923-5067. Stop on by and bring some friends and make a night of it. The Wingman Bar and Grill is located at the shops at Upper Hanover in downtown East Greenville, PA. Stop on in. Clarence will be over there eating some wings and chowing down. Grab a beer and have some fun. Let's all go to the Wingman in East Greenville.
I'm Billy Dunn, and when I'm not on the loud pedal, I'm listening to Lowdown and Dirty.
Okay, we're back.
That is so cool.
Yep.
That's soundbite extraordinaire is compliments of our apprentice.
Our apprentice, Eric Whipp.
Eric Whipp.
From down at Charlotte World Finals. He found Mr. Super Dirt Week winner, Billy Dunn.
There you have it.
Yep. I didn't even train the kid, and he did it. I'm proud of him. But, hey, we got on the line now Mr. Trevor Kobelar, your 2013 ARDC Midget Champion.
Absolutely. Welcome, Trevor.
Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So what has a 2013 ARDC champion been doing this off season?
Well, we're getting ready for an exciting 2014 season. We're running in a week at the Chili Bowl, so got some indoor racing before we get back outdoors.
So we're loading up the midgets, and we're headed to Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's right.
Are you flying or are you driving?
I get to fly.
Oh. Because you're the driver.
I'm the driver.
I can't miss. I'm in college still, so I can't miss that many days of school.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, that's the story, and you're sticking with it, huh?
Yep.
That's it. That's the story.
All right. Well, so what is it? Where are you going to college at?
I go to Penn State Berks.
Oh, okay.
There you go. What are you studying?
Mechanical engineering.
Yeah. That's good stuff.
Good stuff. Hey, now, so how many wins did you get this past year in the midget?
Four
wins. And I can't remember now. Man, hang on. I got to go to the book.
What?
Did you win at Dusky?
Yeah, in the USAC show.
That's it.
That's right.
That's right. I remember that. I was there. Mm-hmm. So, hey, how do you like running Dusky? Because you guys ran there, you know, like that was kind of like your regular sat, you know, track for a while. You feel comfortable there?
Yeah, I like Dusky. I mean, obviously, I got a win there this year. So, I mean, it's definitely a good track. It's always racy. There's always usually a lot of passing.
Right. Hang on. I'm looking for the date now.
Now, Trevor, you're 20 years old, right?
Yep.
Okay. And you've been racing how many years?
Well, midget, this was our fifth season that we just wrapped up, but I've been racing since I was five.
Wow. Jeez.
All right. Now, in the midget, you've done some traveling already for a guy your age. You've been out to Indiana, right?
Yep. We went out there a few times. We went out there for Indiana Midget Week, and we also went out there for some other individual shows.
All right. Me and Scott have been out to Indiana Midget Week. What's your favorite track out in Indiana that you guys raced out there?
Well, all of them are really good. I would say Bloomington is a nice track and a nice facility. It's definitely a perfect midget track. It has a real racy. I think that's probably one of my favorite ones.
Were you intimidated by Lawrenceburg?
It was big. I mean, it's definitely a fast track where there's some high speeds. But
yeah.
That was also I like that track also.
Yeah. Well, hey, you won the Susky Show on June 9th.
There you have it.
Yep.
And what were your other wins this year?
We won at Potomac in Maryland, won at Bedford Speedway, and then we also won at Grandview on the Thunder on the Hill show in October.
Yeah, the last race of the year, right? At Thunder on the Hill.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty good, you know, diversity of tracks to have wins at.
Yeah, I mean, it was a definitely good variety. We had some wins on some small tracks and some wins on medium tracks, and then also on a big track. Bedford was definitely the biggest, and it was our first time ever being there as an organization, so that was a cool one to get.
Yeah. Now did you ever run the midgets with the wing, or were you've been strictly a non-wing midget guy?
No, I they had the wings off prior to when I got into the midget, so I run a micro and stuff with a wing, but not a midget.
Okay. All right.
And what do you like better?
Yeah.
Between the wing and non-wing?
Yep.
Yeah.
I think the non-wing, for sure. It definitely puts the driver into the equation a lot more. I think you need to be able to finesse it a lot more, and that wing just causes so much downforce. It really locks the cars down, I feel like. So I never got to run a bigger car other than a micro with a wing, but I think the wingless definitely, especially when the track slicks up, it definitely makes you have to finesse the throttle a lot more.
It makes you have to drive by the seat of your pants, pretty much.
Yep.
You know, and I think it's the best move midgets did so far was to take the wings off.
No, ARDC, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I think it definitely helped.
Mm-hmm. No.
Well, while we're on that subject, why don't we talk a little bit about the changes that ARDC's bringing in for the club this year?
There's a few changes.
Few changes coming around, right?
Yeah, I mean it's the organization's 75th anniversary season coming in this year, so definitely. I mean it's great that the organization's been around this long. I think it shows how strong they are. They had a lot of changes. I know they already said that we have 8 shows at Grandview this year, which is great. I mean, that's definitely a really good midget track for us. I enjoy running there, and obviously we won there the last race that we had there, so which was for Tommy Herbert, and because he passed away that week. So that was definitely an emotional one for us. And but they also, I mean, we got, I think, 5 shows at New Egypt, which is also a good track. So far, the schedule looks pretty strong, and I think they did a good job on that.
So they're sort of like leaking this schedule out a little at a time.
Yeah.
You know? We really haven't seen the whole thing yet. Can you give us a little bit more heads up on maybe what else is coming on?
I'm not 100% sure. I know that obviously that's 13 shows right there, so that's practically, I would say, half it. I know that their focus is on staying more local. Obviously, I think that shows with having 8 shows at Grandview and 5 at New Egypt. So I think main focus is to stay local but still be able to travel. And I know we're very fortunate in our area to have a lot of good tracks that we're able to go to and not have to travel real far.
Right.
You guys are out of the Reading area, is that right?
Yeah, we're based. Grandview's about a half hour for us, so it's definitely the closest one. But you got all the Lincoln, you have Williams Grove, the Port Royals, New Egypt, Big Diamond. They're all within 2 hours of us.
Right. Now, are you a fan of Williams Grove Speedway in Port Royal running on a midget? I mean, because you're going fast.
Yeah, they're definitely fast. I think Williams Grove has so much history to it. It's definitely it's cool to say that you've run there. It'd be even nicer to say that you've won at it.
Right.
Fortunately, I haven't had that. It seems like I always struggle. Struggle. I mean, I've gotten a second there before, but it seems like we always struggle for some reason when we go there. But
right.
It does not, I mean, but I think even though the big tracks, I think the midgets still put on a really good show at those tracks also.
Yeah. I think a midgets on a small track is so much, you know, it fits them so much better.
Yeah, I think we were looking at the Big Diamond schedule before, and there's an ARDC showed up there also, right?
Yep.
Yep. I think the Grandview Big Diamond size track, and even down to a Path Valley, you know,
yep.
is like the perfect size. What do you think, Trevor?
Yeah, I mean, personally, I really like the Bullring racing. I think it really makes you, on a driver, be on your toes that much more and have your reaction time even that much better. And I think it really just makes you a better driver all around. I think the smaller track brings a lot closer racing, where sometimes the bigger tracks we kind of can get spread out. So I think the smaller tracks promote a lot more side-by-side racing and wheel-to-wheel kind of going at it, type aggressive. I mean, shows, I think, at like when we go to the Chili Bowl or even some of the other tracks locally that we run on that are smaller.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
All right, here's the question. Are you a fan of the slide job?
Of course.
Of course.
Well, I'm a fan of doing it. I'm not a fan of having that happen to me.
Ah.
Slide or be slid, man.
Slide or be slid, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Now, when you're racing and you see someone, you know who you can and who you can't check up and not check up.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's something that we race with the same guys week in and week out. Mm-hmm. You know, you definitely know on who you can race hard, and you know that. I mean, everyone's pretty much respects you. I think it's definitely something that you need to, you know, what situation that you're putting yourself in. But overall, yeah, you know who you can race and who you can't.
So you know the good sliders and the bad sliders.
Yeah.
not pointing any names. Not pulling any names out. Yeah. No, we're not going to do that.
Names. Just give us a car number. No. Well, because it seems like that's like the midgets anymore. You know, without the that's the racing, man. Slide or be slid.
Yeah, I think it definitely helps neutralize or probably kind of makes it even playing field. I think it does make you have to be a better driver and have a better setup, but it takes away who has the best motor. Where
right.
I think it definitely helps in that, and it just evens everyone out and everything.
Well, because the rules have changed now. For ARDC midgets when it comes to heat racing and everything else. You know,
yep.
You guys got a whole new format than last year for you guys.
Yeah, I think it'll make it I think it was a good decision, and I think it'll promote racing a little bit more in the heat race and make getting that transfer spot or to get a qualifying spot a little bit more critical than what it's been in the past.
Right, because it's no longer three races in the handicap thing. It's once a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely, I think it'll help. I mean, and if you're not going to make every race, you have this same shot that everyone else does to be able to start up front.
Yeah. So you show up, elbows up, man.
Yeah, because we're taking the bag and we're just going to put 12 in the ball.
Yeah,
on every
number. We're
going to put 12 on every ball. So when you pull it, that's what. So with the first night, if you pull a 12 out, don't yell at us. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Now, Trevor, we were talking a little bit about competition in the club there. Who do you find is your stiffest competition on a weekly basis?
I definitely think you can't even just say it's just one. There's so many guys that are really good this year. I mean, I would think right now who Stephen Buckwater, he's been around for 10, 15 years running the midget with the club. I mean, he had 5 wins. He's the only one that had more than me this year. And it seems like he's always tough no matter where we go. The other Buckwaters are good too. And then there's guys like Alex Bright, Dravicki, all those guys. I mean, everyone who's up front in the points. But, I mean, there's 10, 12 guys, I think, that can go in any night and come out being the winner at the end of it.
Now, was that the politically correct answer
that was,
or what?
That was a politically correct answer from a champion right there.
He's learned how to do it already. He's only 20 years old.
Because with this new handicapping now, guys who don't run with the midgets every week, who just, you know, get a ride, they're not going to be starting probably like 23rd in the features anymore. They're going to be right up there too.
Yeah, I mean, they could have started maybe 14th or 15th. Like when Pouch and stuff would come run. So I think it'll definitely make for a lot more interesting and intense racing. I think that it'll be a very positive thing, and I'm looking forward to next season.
Right. Like, you like it like when USAC comes to town and those guys can score a midget ride and run against you guys? That's got to be a thrill. You know, like Jerry Coons last year, you know, that's got to be a thrill to be able to run with those guys.
Yeah, now that they opened up the motor rules where their motors are legal to come run with us, hopefully some of those guys bring their own cars out, so hopefully maybe we have 5 or 6 of them to run against instead of maybe just one.
Right. I mean, you know, because you run against them out in Indiana, but now that they could come to your neck of the woods, your playground, your sandbox, and you might be able to show them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, It's definitely, it would be nice. I mean, we run against them when we go out there or at the Chili Bowl and stuff, but we always go kind of racing their territory, if you want to call it that. So it'd be nice for them to kind of come run with us and run the tracks that we run.
Let's call them out.
4 or 5 times a race.
Yeah. Let's call them out. Come on. See what you guys got out.
Come on, Clausen. Bring it.
Come on, Clausen. Coons. Darlin. What you got, Hines?
What you got?
What you got?
Come on, Bell. Bring it.
Yeah, come on, Bell. Yep. Come on, Roberto. What do you got?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So what do you think about the Sunday schedule at Grandview Speedway with running midgets and 305s on a Sunday night?
I think they'll definitely be good shows. I always hear from all the old timers and everyone, and even some of the other fans that they always used to remember in the 80s and stuff going to Grandview on a Sunday night to watch the midgets and how great all those races used to be. So it'd be nice. Maybe we can kind of pull back into that and hopefully we can continue to have real good races there on Sunday night.
Now, Trevor just made his first mistake. He called us old timers.
Yeah.
You guys that remember racing in the 80s at Grandview on a Sunday night are old-timers. That's what he said, right?
I wasn't around here.
Well, most of them were.
Yeah. But, see, we got to get the butts in the seat.
Absolutely.
So that we could do this even more in 2015. You know what I'm saying, Trevor?
Yeah. I mean, I'd love for there to be a packed house every Sunday night that we're there.
I mean, and one of your biggest nights on your ARDC midget schedule now is the night before the Sixer. Do you realize how big this is?
Yeah, definitely. I know how much of a party it is that weekend. So
that too.
Hopefully,
yeah.
That too.
So hopefully that means that there'll be a lot of fans there, and I know it's a lot of modified fans and everything, but hopefully the ones who haven't been to a midget race, that'll give them an opportunity to see what open wheel racing is all about.
Well, that's what we have to do on all these midget Sunday shows, and we have to promote the hell out of this.
Yes.
You know?
One of the ways we can start promoting it is this weekend. Trevor, you're going to be at the show this weekend down at 2014 Motorsports.
Yep, I'll I'll be in my sponsor, Pioneer Pole Buildings, booth on Friday, and then I'll also be in ARDC's booth also the rest of the weekend. And I will have my, you were saying about my shirts earlier, I will have shirts that I need to, for anyone who's out there that wants one, I need them to message me on Facebook or email me or something, and then, because I have to bring my other shirts out to the Chili Bowl, so I can only bring a limited amount to motorsports. So I need to kind of, I would say pre-order. Pre-order,
right.
I guess, is the best word to say. And then you can pick up at motorsports.
So get on it if you want your Trevor Kovalar t-shirt and you want it at motorsports. Facebook them. There's a limited, they're limited edition.
There you go.
There you go. Limited edition. We have on Facebook, we have Trevor Kovalar's Racing's page, which is the best place to go for any news about our racing and where we'll be at. You never know where sometimes we go out to Indiana on a spur-of-the-moment thing. So just get anywhere, any news about our racing and everything. So any updates, live updates, usually someone's posting on there what we do in the heat races in the future. It's definitely the best way to keep in touch with our racing.
A spur of the moment, we're going to Indiana to race.
Don't you do that?
Yeah, it happened this year.
Tell us about it. I want to hear about this. How do you decide, okay, we're going to Indiana?
We had a little bit of an off time in the schedule here, and there's a track called Montpelier in Indiana.
Okay.
And me and the dad wanted to, it's about an hour, I think it's an hour south of Fort Wayne or so. And we decided to load up, hop in the rig, and we went out there. I think I got taken out in the heat race on the first lap, and then went, and then I won the B main, and then I started like 18th or something in the feature, and we came up to 5th in a nonstop 20-lap feature. So we should have had 3rd, but if we would have started up front, I think we could have had a chance to win it. But it was a good top 5.
Yeah, weren't you up? You were up higher than that in that race, right?
Yeah, I got up to, I think, 3rd at one point. It was kind of, there was 3 cars that were moving up through the pack, and we were kind of, and we were going through route traffic. So I got up to 3rd, and then I was trying to go for more, and then I lost it. Maybe, I don't know, maybe I got 4th or something. I think I'm like on 4th, but it was definitely a track where, it was a good midget track also.
So now where did you start? You started 18th?
I think 18th.
Good run,
non-stop,
kid.
Non-stop feature.
Non-stop. 20 laps.
Okay.
Yep, 20 laps,
now,
non-stop, and I probably passed.
You're like passing a car every lap.
Okay, now
yeah, and I think I passed a few cars multiple times.
Multiple times.
Now those cornfield folks out there have got to sit up and take notice to that. They come
yeah,
around.
Yeah, they had to.
Yeah, I mean, I think we at least made our presence known. I mean, a lot of people kind of came up and were like, "Who are these people from Pennsylvania coming to run with us?" So I think we definitely at least got noticed.
Hey, boy, what you got under that hood?
Yeah.
Actually, it's less than what you got, right?
Yeah, same thing you got, man. Mm-hmm. Wow. So what's the goal for the Chili Bowl now? You're going to be at Motorsports for the weekend, and then when do you leave for the Chili Bowl?
I fly out Thursday morning.
Thursday morning.
When's the rig leave?
When's the rig leave? When's Dad leave?
Friday, this Friday.
Yeah. Now, so you'll be out there Thursday. What do you already know when you're going to race out in the Chili Bowl?
I always qualify on Friday nights.
Why is that? I don't understand that. How do you always only on Thursday? I mean on Friday, just the way the schedule is.
Yeah. Well, I mean with college and stuff, I can only miss a limited amount of days. So then we always put in with our note saying that we're Friday qualifier, and so that's where we're. Every time I run the Chili Bowl, I qualify on Friday night.
So, Emmett Hahn, what works with you with that?
What'd you say?
I said Emmett works with you, the guy who does Lucas Oil and all that. He works with you for that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty lenient.
Yeah.
So obviously, they understand being in school.
Do you realize there's going to be 300 entries? Well, 299 with you.
Yeah.
You know? That's going to be an incredible.
That's a record amount.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. You know? You get Do you get intimidated for this show at all? Or are you just like, nah, just brush it off. It's just a chili bowl.
I mean, you definitely got to, I mean, obviously the nerves and everything leads up. It only happens once a year. So there's definitely a lot of pressure to do well. I mean, last year we got fifth on our qualifying night, and that put us in the B main on Saturday. So obviously this year we want to step it up a little bit. See if we can get in the A-Main on Saturday night in the big show.
Where do they put you guys in the pits in that building? Because they put all the big names up front. Where do they put, like, where does the 2013 ARDC Midget Champ pit? Like, in the middle of the pit?
I don't know. I just worry about driving it.
Uh-huh.
So,
as long as you're in the building.
As long as you're in the building, right?
As long as you're in the building, that's all that matters.
As long as your car is in the building.
Yeah. You got the same chance to make the show as everyone else.
Uh-huh. And what are we going out there with this year? What kind of chassis, motor, what do we got?
Well, I'm running Dyke and Carrie Becker's, which is RT Racing, same team that we've been with my whole career so far. We're lucky to have them. It's a Spike chassis, which is what we wanted to championship with, and it's a Hawk motor, which is same combination. That's what we've been running with. So
okay. Here's my question.
Number one.
Yeah, I was gonna say, are you gonna be carrying the number one?
Yep. Yeah, we'll be the number one, kind of back up our. That's what we ran this past year since we won the Car Owners Championship, and we're winning it again. We'll put the number one on the car.
You earned it, man. You deserve it. What gives Sammy the right to put it on his car every year? He didn't win it. You know? You got to earn the one.
Yep.
You know? So who do you think you're going to defeat Swindell this year? I think you got a shot at it.
Yeah, I mean, it would definitely be nice to beat them. They're kind of on top of their game out there, and they've been kind of beating up on everyone else, but... I think it's time that they let someone else get a driller.
Yeah, and there's no rules, like weight rule or nothing out there for midgets, right? It's like, you know, pretty much like a free-for-all.
It's pretty much a run what you brung as long as it looks like a midget. I mean, we do a few different things to lighten it up.
Uh-huh.
And a little bit different from our normal outdoor racing, but... pretty much we run the same thing that we'd run anywhere else.
But you could run, you know, if it was there, titanium and everything else, right? And
yep. I mean, we have titanium bolts and all that type of stuff to lighten
right.
it up. But some people go a little more extreme.
Yeah, like titanium frame.
Yeah.
And how do you... You know, I mean, 285 entries, you know, and everybody's on the same page, man. If you make the A main, that's a pat on the back, man. Just to make the B main big.
Yeah, I mean, if you can make the A main on your qualifying night, usually that means that you're doing something. So that's our first goal on Friday, is to get in the A main. And then finish high as we can up in that. I mean, like I said, last year we were able to get fifth, which is really good. So, and now we just couldn't capitalize on it on Saturday this past year. So this year we're looking to go into it and get in the A-Main on Saturday and see what we can do.
Now, how do you go there with a setup? Because you can't be getting that many practice laps.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, you go off of our knowledge and what we've been building. I mean, my dad's been really good at setting up the car.
Uh-huh.
And kind of use our knowledge from the previous years and kind of just like whenever we go to a new track, even if it's outdoor, I mean, you still kind of do the same thing and figure out, all right, this is going to be our base setup, and then we tweak it from there.
So just to give people an idea of the type of talent or the caliber of talent that's at this race, okay? I mean, you got people like we mentioned, Sammy Swindell, J.J. Yaley, Kevin Thomas Jr., Hunter Schoenberg. I mean, that right there. Yeah. Okay, that's the first page, you know?
They ain't even touching it.
John Stambaugh, Chris Windham, all right, Bobby East.
Brad Loyette.
Yeah, Brad Loyette. There you have it. You know, Jerry Coons Jr.
Yeah.
You know,
some guy named Lawson.
Yeah. Some guy. Yeah. Who
Casey
the heck's
Kane
that?
Is also on there.
Yeah. I mean, Jerry Coons.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
Yeah.
I think he might be a pretty decent racer.
Yeah, he might be. He might have done something. Jason Johnson. I mean. A who's who is here.
It is a real who's who.
And this list, it starts off, you're the seventh registered car here on the list, Trevor. You're the seventh one on the list. So that's the start. It pours the front already. You know?
Christopher Bell.
So now on Saturday, you get there Friday. You get there Thursday, right? You're going to fly in Thursday?
Yep.
And then what do you do? Just like, do you go to the track on Thursday night and just like scope it out, And then you go back to the hotel room and hang out?
Kind of go there Thursday, watch Thursday's races, kind of get back into the feel of the atmosphere and watch some racing and just kind of hang out. And then Friday's the day where everything gets a little more serious and kind of that's when you got to focus and just – when you put that helmet on, you just got to know what you got to do and just go out and kind of just get it done.
Now,
get it done.
We're pulling for you, of course, and all the guys from ARDC.
Yep.
And one of the reasons is I want to sit in my chair on Saturday night and watch my PA boys, my ARDC boys, run that feature live. We get to see it.
On Fab TV.
There you go. There's the commercial right there.
Yep. Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
We're bringing home a golden driller. Wouldn't that
we don't have wings, but are we still part of the PA posse?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Might as well be.
You're open wheel. Just because you're in a midget don't mean you're no posse. You are posse.
Yeah.
You know?
All right.
Here's the thing now. Now, think about it. You asked about maybe stepping up and driving another bigger car. You know you're going to be racing with 305s a couple times at Grandview.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely wouldn't mind getting in a sprint car. Right? If the opportunity would arise, I'd be interested in it. But right now we're kind of seeing what comes to us. I know it's still early in 2014, but at least we're going to do is run the midget.
Uh-huh. How about those 600 wingless micro sprints? You into them?
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely, especially at Kutztown, they definitely put on a good show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think so. You're flying out to Tulsa, Oklahoma on Thursday, young man, to run for the Golden Driller.
Yeah.
Do you get nervous at all? I'd be a nervous wreck. Butterflies.
I get nervous at any race. So this one's a little bit more than the others. But I think the more nervous I am, the better I actually run. So being nervous isn't a bad thing.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. Now, this is a question that you normally ask, Whippy. Do you have any superstitions?
Well, we usually have a no green anywhere in our pits superstition, but. There has been green on my car since I've won. So I don't know, I still kind of have that, still a little bit of a suspicious about it, but and no peanuts in the pit area.
No
green and no peanuts.
Them peanuts, man. People don't like them peanuts, man.
That's from way back.
Yeah, that's from way back. Yeah.
Even before me.
Yeah, back before the old people. The old timers.
That's the second time Trevor brought up old people, I think. You know?
So, out of all the tracks you got on that ARDC Midget Series, what's your favorite run you guys race at, besides Grandview, because you won there already?
I wouldn't say that there's any that I dislike, but I really enjoy, obviously, Grandview, but I also really like Potomac Speedway down in Maryland. I have two wins and a third in the three races that we've run there, so it's definitely a track that I used to run that really quick, and we seem to have a lot of success there.
Okay, I've never been there. What's it like?
What's Potomac like? I've never been there.
It's kind of like, I would say, it's small, and it's got a lot of banking. I would say it's almost like the Chili Bowl, but a little bit longer straightaways and a lot of banking.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
I'm going to have to hit this one up.
That sounds interesting.
Because one of my favorite tracks for midgets is New Egypt. I don't know
New
what
Egypt's
it is about you guys
too.
At New Egypt, but, man, you guys just put on a show there.
Yeah, that's definitely a good track, too.
That's one of my favorites. Grandview and New Egypt are probably my two favorites.
There you go.
Yep. So, but, hey, we want to go commercial or run them?
Yeah, let's go to commercial. Let's run a couple commercials, come back on the other side, and talk a little bit more to Trevor.
Yeah. You cool with that, Trevor?
That sounds good.
All right, cool.
All right, we'll be back in a few.
Where's our mystery cord?
Cadence Candle is a family-owned company that makes the finest quality hand-poured candles you'll find anywhere, in many different colors, sizes, and scents. They use only the best wax and scents to ensure your candle performs to its very best, each and every time. Cadence uses a unique blend of hybrid wax that consists of a 50% soy and a 50% paraffin mixture, enabling the best of both worlds in candle making. The soy base is to ensure a cleaner burn while being environmentally friendly, and the paraffin is used to achieve a great scent throw and the ability to add color nicely, giving those bright, vibrant colors that catch your eyes. Cadence Candles carries a wide variety of gel candles as well. Need a fundraiser for your school or church? Candles make a great item to use for fundraisers for any type of function you may have. Give Cadence Candles a call at 610-960-5677 or find them on the web at www.cadencecandles.com. And for all you Facebook users, be sure to like them at Facebook at facebook.com/Cadence Candle. Diamond Disposal offers a wide variety of disposal services, including residential and commercial weekly service, roll-off dumpster service, competitive pricing, and special contracting rates. Diamond Disposal serves the Berks County and surrounding areas. For competitive rates and prompt, friendly service, please give Diamond Disposal a call at 610-845-1117. Or visit them on the web at www.DiamondDisposalLLC.com. For all of our loyal listeners here at Lowdown and Dirty, Diamond Disposal has been kind enough to offer a one-month free trash removal if you sign on with Diamond Disposal and mention that you heard about this promotion right here on Lowdown and Dirty. So give the fine folks at Diamond Disposal a call and see what kind of savings they have for you. And remember, don't let your cash go out with the trash. Call Diamond Disposal, 610-845-1117.
I'm Billy Dunn, and when I'm not on the loud pedal, I'm listening to Lowdown and Dirty.
Hey, folks, we're back. Lowdown and Dirty. Talking with ARDC 2013 champion, Mr. Trevor Koblar. And on the line we have
a mystery caller.
Trevor. Trevor, this is kind of like a new sheriff.
Okay, mystery caller, I think Whippy has some questions for you.
Have you ever raced an ARDC midget?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a yes. Okay, so you get to go again, Whippy.
Have you ever raced without a wing in ARDC midgets?
Yes.
Wow, two for two.
You're two for two. Okay, so you get another question, Whip.
Are you a former or present car owner of an ARDC midget?
That would also be correct.
Wow.
Ah. Trevor, you got any idea who this could be?
I don't know.
Okay, let's get... Okay, another question then. Let's clear it up. All right, let's make it an easy one.
All right,
Let's make it an easy one. Mystery caller, what was the last car number that you used in ARDC?
Oh.
54.
Oh, Sean Burke.
Yes! Ding, 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 ding.
Yep, we have a winner.
Yep.
Hey, Trevor, what's going on?
Hey, not too bad.
Hey, Trevor, that's...
I was trying to figure out whose voice it was, and then it clicked. The number gave it away.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, well, here we go, man. We got the president of ARDC Midgets, Mr. Sean Burke.
Yes, sir.
You have any questions for Trevor, Sean?
No, I don't have any questions for Trevor. He did an outstanding job, and I wish him good luck at the Chili Bowl, and I can't wait to get racing next year. I think 2014 is going to be a very good one, really good.
When are we going to the Chili Bowl, Sean?
I was out there a couple of years ago. I'll tell you, you've never been there, you got to go. It's an experience.
Yeah. So now, how did Sean Burke become president of ARDC Midgets?
Oh boy. Some people resigned, and it was kind of in limbo, and we needed somebody to step up, and I decided to give it a shot. That's kind of the way it happened. So the board pretty much appointed me. I won't say to take control, but just try to show some leadership and try to get us going in the right direction. You know, I mean, 75 years of an organization is something that it takes a lot of work to keep going, you know?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Well, and you came in with a whole new idea.
Yeah.
The way things be going.
Well, you know, I've been involved with ARDC since 98 as a driver, car owner, et cetera. And last couple of years, I had the privilege of going out west, racing out there with Power I USAC. And it spoils you.
Trevor was telling us about that.
You know, it's outside of the tracks, too. You know, I mean, obviously they have more suitable midget tracks out there. They're more abundant, okay? But just the way the organizations are run, the way people treat you, you can show up any given night. You're always welcome. You have the same shot at a starting spot as anybody else. You know, it's kind of come one, come all, everybody's welcome. And I kind of like to wanted to see that here. You know, I mean, ARDC just has some old rules and things that just, I don't know. I don't know if it necessarily brought people to the racetrack or kept them away. So we decided to try some different things, see if it works.
Well, Sean, Trevor was telling us about a story of what happened to them last year. They were just on a whim, ran out there to Montpelier, right? And, you know, through some antics in the heat race in the B main, he started 18th, but shoved it all the way up to fourth place in that feature. And that's the kind of thing you'd love to see come east, right?
Well, we have it here. I mean, you know, last year, I mean, I stepped into the role as also being race director also. So at the races, I was running, you know, running the show, and you know, we put on a lot of good racing. I mean,
oh,
you know,
no
we
doubt.
Have.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you have Trevor, you have the Bright Boys, you know, you have Kyle Lick, Tony DeMonte, Ryan Gress, you know, you throw Jimmy Glenn in there, you know, when the Weens come out and race with us, you know, at New Egypt and things like that. I mean, the racing, ARDC doesn't have a problem on the racetrack. They are definitely a good organization. They put on exciting shows. The racing's phenomenal, you know, and I just think they needed to get back to, you know, not traveling so much and not that, you know, you don't want to be on half miles on a weekly basis. You know, it's hard on equipment and, you know, I just, you know, Grandview stepping up and doing what they did, you know, New Egypt, Big Diamond, Susquehanna, you know, Bridgeport on a small track, you know, and then we go down south to Potomac and Winchester. And then this year, when we really go down south, we're going to that, what is it, Clayton Speedway in North Carolina on a Friday night, and then we're racing Saturday night 45 minutes down the road. You know, we have some increased purse, trying to get the money up there a little bit, which that's a challenge in itself. But, yeah, I mean, I think things are really going in the right direction. I just, you know, hope we can get some fan support and you know, just showcase our talent. I mean, there's a lot of good guys in the ARDC. The competition is fierce, really. You know.
Now, Trevor, about going down south, like Sean's been talking about there, some of those racetracks down there, you've been down there, they really enjoy when ARDC comes in. Is that right?
Yeah, all their divisions down there are all like four-cylinder street stock divisions for the most part. So when we come in as an open-wheel division, we're kind of new and our cars are a lot faster than what they're used to. So they kind of treat us like the world of outlaws when we come down there.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No. Yeah. Last year at County Line, they threw a picnic barbecue after the races. What a blast. What a blast.
Wow.
Now, Trevor, are you all for this new format with the heat, you know, and all that, and the drawing for positions for the features? Y'all for that?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's gonna make it a little bit more fair, and it's gonna kind of make it a little bit different in the heat races, and instead of the high man always has to start last and that type of deal, and I think it'll make for a lot more competitive heat races, and I think it'll be good in the long run.
I think it made the heat races like almost like mini A mains now. You know, because you got to run, man. You can't rely on that handicapping no more. And I'm gonna take the bag from Sean the first night, and we're gonna take all the balls and put 12 on all of them.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Hey, you never know. It could be a heads up. There could be a zero.
What? That we'll put one zero in there, and that's it. The rest of
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's part of the fun. The heat races. I mean, when the fans come, they want to see racing all night, not just
that's
in the features.
That's right, man. Yep. Now Trevor said this is going to be huge because now you're going to run the night before the sixer.
Yeah.
That's going to be. Like
it's a big stage. It's a big stage.
That's like the highlighted show of the year. I think will be that show.
Mm-hmm. We also have a good one at Williams Grove, and then the next day Lincoln. We have a 2-day show. It's something to do with the Lattimore Valley, this historical deal.
Uh-huh.
And I know Saturday they're having a picnic down at Lattimore Valley at the museum also. So I mean that's another good weekend. I mean, I think our schedule's full of excitement this year.
Now, Trevor, are you going to be able to hit all the shows and defend your title because you're going to school and everything?
Yeah, we're planning on hitting them all.
Yeah? That's cool. So you're coming back to keep the number one plate.
We're trying.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Good. I'm excited for this. I think to have... electing point. What do you think putting someone like Sean as president? Is that a good move for the club?
Dun dun.
Right.
Right away.
Go ahead, Trevor.
I think it'll be good. I think he's definitely been out in the Midwest and see how they run things out there, and I think that they're successful, so it'd be good if we can adapt some of the things that they're doing. And so far, it seems so good.
I'm ready for racing. Let's go race tomorrow.
I know earlier in the show I heard your wish list of Clausen and Coons and all them guys coming in here, and just be careful what you wish for.
We're calling them out.
We're calling them out,
man. We're calling them out. We ain't wishing. We're calling them out, pal.
Well, hey, yep. the invite for Jason McClure and USAC, it's already been placed.
Well,
they know that they're welcome. I talked to them a couple of weeks ago, and there's some things talking about maybe for, you know, we're talking about things maybe in 2015. You know, I know there was some talk about maybe the USAC sprint cars with USAC midgets with ARDC. But, you know, it kind of came up a little late this year, but, you know, at least we're talking about it. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but at least now, you know, the window of opportunity is there to create a big midget happening here on the East Coast in some way, you know, either a mini speed week or something like the Gold Crown or a two-day show somewhere or, you know, something for the midgets.
A marquee event on the East Coast for midgets.
How cool does that sound?
How cool would that be? You could have your name on the first one, Trevor, the first T-shirt.
That's right. 2015, Trevor Kovalars. Yeah,
yep. Absolutely. It could happen, man. I mean, could you imagine running – now, just throwing a number out there, say $5,000 for a 20-lap midget feature. Could you imagine that?
They'd come from the woodwork.
They would.
Last year the Gold Crown paid $10,000 to win on the final night. I believe it was. I believe Trevor, wasn't it, for the Gold Crown Nationals?
Yeah.
And I think each preliminary night was $5,000, I believe.
Could you imagine?
$5,000 the other night.
That would be cool.
Wow.
A marquee event on the East Coast. I tell you, I got Clausen, Levi, I got all their numbers. I'll call them all.
Yeah, if we can put something like that together, they'll come.
Mm-hmm. Bring your midgets, pal.
Bring your midgets.
Yep. We got some ARDC midget drivers that are antsy to run.
Bring your midgets, leave your wives at home.
Yep.
Well, I think ARDC will hold its own. I think there's guys in our organization that there's some really good runners.
Well, when ARDC guys go out to Indiana, and there's been a few through the years, they always make a name out there. One event out of the six, the ARDC somewhere, somehow, their names are up there.
Absolutely.
Trevor, you qualified, I think, for everyone last year, the year before, didn't you?
Yeah, times we went, the 10 races, only one of them we didn't make.
Shit, that's incredible.
For midget week, right? Yeah.
So that's impressive.
And how many cars are they getting, Trevor?
Yeah.
I would say on average 40, and they start 40. 22.
Yeah. If you're planning a trip to Indiana, that's the week to go.
That's the week to go.
Because you get to see the midgets who are the premier event of the evening, and you watch 410 sprint cars.
410 are like street dogs.
They're street dogs, by the way. You know, they're running the track in, you know.
They're packing the track in.
Right.
You know? It's incredible that week. I mean, midgets are like the A game that week.
Yeah.
And they're treated that way, and it's awesome. And so if you ever want a trip to Indiana, Berkey took me to Indiana. Hats off, man. That was the best trip I ever did in my life.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right. Fan of the night. That's right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Hair was
fan
on
the night.
I gave Jerry Coons the trophy at Gas City after he won in 09 on the front straightaway after he won the feature.
That's cool.
Yeah, I was a fan of the night. Mm-hmm. Yep. Berkey thought my hair was on fire when I came back to the pit.
That was also the year that he got on the other side of the fence.
Yeah, well, yeah. Oh, well, yeah, quiet. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Whippy's just lost it.
You were doing okay until you asked us how we got on the other side. That was where you made your mistake.
One of the better moments at Lawrenceburg Speedway, man. Wow. With the extra
In his defense, though, he was in a panic because he lost his phone.
Yeah. We had the extra screens there. We had PW was there. Oh, dude, it was a riot. That was a great time, man. But, yeah, Trevor, this is going to be huge, man. ARDC Midgets is going to be big in 2013.
So
14.
Got a couple
14.
Gosh, whip.
Damn, I did it. I knew I was going to do it eventually through the show. I screwed up once.
Yeah. Now, just to recap a little bit here tonight, Trevor's going to be at Motorsports this weekend. He's going to be there Friday and Saturday night, right?
With T-shirts, if you want them, please. Limited edition. Get a hold of them on Facebook. Right?
Right.
Yep, that's correct.
And then Thursday, the young man's going to hop on a plane while Dad leaves this Friday, right?
Right.
That's right.
Now you guys are also running a promotion to fill the gas tank, right, and help with the travel expenses out there, right? You were selling spots, right?
Yeah, we are selling segments. So it was pretty successful.
Cool. That's a brilliant idea.
Yeah. Do you have any left, or you all booked up?
I had to submit all the names to our lettering guy to have the sticker made up. But can't get anyone else's name on the car, but if people still want to contribute, they can get a hold of me and I can make that happen.
You need gas money. Dad needs gas money to get home.
So if you want to help Trevor get to the chili bowl, you know, help fill that gas tank, message him on Facebook. Mm-hmm. He'll make it happen.
Yeah.
Okay, Trevor, and now I'm sure you got a bunch of good people helping you do this deal. Why don't you tell us who they are?
Well, of course, Kerry and Mike Becker, who own the cars. I mean, they give us great equipment. I got a thing, Pioneer Pole Building, which is also the main sponsor at the Motorsports Show this coming weekend. And we have ProMax Fence Systems, Coil Bankers, like Professionals, Chuck's Auto Salvage, Awesome Racewear, Deca Batteries, Spike Chassis, MidgetMadness.com, and of course my dad and our crew, my whole family who supports me week in and week out. Definitely couldn't do without them.
That's great.
That's awesome.
Good job. Good job by you.
Yep. Now, Trevor, who's going out with you? Just you and dad? Is that the crew?
No, the whole family.
Oh,
my parents are taking the rig out, and then me and Nicole, my fiance, were flying out, and then also our car owners and our crew guys, they're flying out also. So we'll all be out there.
Well, that's cool. Then you'll be out there with familiar people and everything. That's, man, you got it all lined up.
Yeah. Now I got one question. Do the PA guys like stick together while you're out there, or the ARDC guys? They
all like hang around.
Usually we have our own little area, but and obviously we help each other if any of us need something.
So like ARDC
now,
got their own little section.
There you go. You know what? We need an ARDC banner to hang up out there or something like that.
Yeah.
Sean, why don't you work on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
But
okay.
I think the banner that I have is going to be at Motorsports. So if you want, take a collection up and I'll fly it out for him.
No, I'll fly it out for him.
Oh, no. It's Whip pulling that out.
Yeah.
Now,
you
say about old timers. I'm jealous of these young guys. Man, Trevor, he's got it going on this next 2 weeks.
Yes, he does. He's going to be seeing some parts of the United States, man. That's
next
awful.
2 weeks. Next 2 weeks.
Well, you got.
Okay, I got you. Yeah.
Trevor,
next 2 weekends.
The plan for 2014 is defend the title and Pennsylvania Speed Weeks and Indiana Midget Week.
Go run all the ARDC shows. I think this is going to be an exciting time to be around the organization. And it would be great if we can have some success as well as them having success. It would be nice to be a part of it and continue to have our name in the record books.
and carry that number one. Don't forget, man, you earned that.
Yep.
You know, that's like Villopoto carrying the number one plate in Supercross. You know, that number one, you earned that. You deserve it.
Yep.
And we're in the 75th anniversary season now. So how cool would that be to be champion in that year, in that anniversary year?
Yeah, that would definitely be something neat to do.
Now, something that's a tradition also out at the Chili Bowl is that they go out there with state flags before the feature. Is that right?
Yep. It's for the national anthem, kind of the opening ceremonies. All the drivers go out. And they have all the states and countries of drivers who are competing.
Now, don't they have like a champions race too?
No, well that's on Tuesday night.
We
won't be able to.
Right.
Yep.
All right. Jeez. 285 entries, kid, and you're gonna run for the Chili Bowl Golden Driller. Good luck.
Yep.
Do one thing. When you're flying by Pittman, just wave.
Yeah, just wave, because he only runs that midget once a year. That's
Yeah. How good can he be?
I raced with him last year on my qualifying night. Me and him battled most of the race.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Dude. You could be running with the 2013 Outlaw and ARDC champs. Phew, man, what a shot that would be.
That would be a shot.
That'd be a picture moment right there.
There you go. Yeah.
You know. Well, hey, Trevor, we want to say thanks for coming on Lowdown and Dirty, man. We appreciate it.
All right. Well, thanks for having me.
And we'll run into you down to Motorsports, I'm sure.
Yep. You'll see me.
All right. And good luck at the Chili Bowl. Go get that Golden Driller for yourself, man.
All right. Will do.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Right. Trevor Quibbleyers, people. There you go.
Hey, Berkey. Berkey, you still there?
Yes, sir.
So what do you think now? You think these guys will come out from out west? You think they'll come out here when USAC comes to town?
I think you'll get a couple guys that'll come in and race with us. We put the word out there. It's really all we can do and hope for the best. You know,
right.
I think they will. I mean, you know, I like last year, I don't even know if I should tell you this, but I had Brian Clausen call me to run the car, and I wasn't quite prepared, and I was busy, you know, with the race director thing and things, and I kind of regret it now, but they have interest when they're in here racing. They're racers.
Yep.
You know, I mean, you know, and if they have the opportunity to run, I think, you know, some will. The problem, you know, I talked to a couple of them about this, and you know, they drive for different teams with their midgets, some of those guys.
Right.
You know, and it's, you know, and the thing that's going against us a little bit is it is the week before Indiana Midget Week.
Right.
You know what I mean? But, I know there's some guys. I think Tracy Hines, you might see Tracy Hines. You know, Jerry Coos Jr., you can't ever rule him out.
Right.
You know, Mr. Clausen, you know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, you know, bet against him coming in here. But now the opportunity's there. Where before it was a little harder because they had to find cars here to run. They really couldn't bring them, you know.
And
the board, I just want to say one thing. The board that we have in place now with ARDC, it seems like we're all on the same page and working together. You know,
this
isn't just an effort by me. You know, it's an effort by the board, and I think it's the first time in a long time that everybody's, like, on the same page. You know what I mean? And it makes things a little easier. Some of the things that we discuss, and they're really tough decisions, but they're decisions that have to be made.
Well,
you know?
I mean, it's a whole new change, and people don't like change.
No.
But changes are pretty good, man.
Yeah, well, we hope so. We'll see.
Yep.
We'll see. I hope so. And like I said, with Grandview and these speedways stepping up and helping us out, and you know, Debbie's doing some announcements here, and you know, there's good news coming down. You know, we got a little bit more money on our traveling shows, you know, for tow money to help for the cost of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the races are going to pay a little bit
more money this year. Being at Grandview is just such a shot in the arm for midget racing.
Yes.
I've seen some good races there. Everybody has bad nights, but the majority of the time, I think the midgets put on a pretty good show there.
Yeah, it's a perfect venue for ARDC.
Hey, man. And as a car owner, dude, you got 2 wins there, man.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I want to get back to just being a car owner and winning races.
Yeah. Well, because I got to say, one of the most memorable moments was when Jerry Coons came to town and he was driving the 54 Burke trucking car, and when he come walking through the pits at Grandview with his seat, just his seat.
It was one of my most memorable racing moments, standing down by the 54, just hanging out, and here comes Jerry Coons Jr. waltzing down pits with carrying his seat and pulling his suitcase. It was like old-time racing right here. This is what it's all about. This is what we should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that night was the first time we put Billy in the car. That was the same scenario. Maybe that's what the 54 needs. We just need to show up and have a driver show up with a seat, and we do well, because the same thing happened with Billy Jr. there. He showed up with a seat. We put it in, and we won that night.
Son of a gun, we won, yeah. Yep. So, and you got 3 wins, man. You got a win with Brian Smith, 2 with Billy Pouch Jr. You've earned your respect from ARDC, I think.
They don't get my cars done here soon, my son's gonna become miserable.
Well, yeah, there's my next question. What's the pup doing now? How's the knee?
He's healed up. He had surgery there. They left it go most of the summer because of his age. They let heal what was going to heal. Then they went in and operated on what wasn't going to heal. And everything went good. Rehabilitation, he's still doing that.
Good.
But it's coming around. He's got his strength back in that leg. The problem was, naturally it hurt for him, but when he pushed down on the brake pedal, instead of going down, it went out. So that kept him out of the race car. And my wife kind of, we needed a year off, things happen for a reason, because then that gave me the opportunity to, be race director and get more involved in the club and try to help them out.
Austin worked too through that time off too. He was helping everybody in them pits, man.
You got a nice little award at the banquet.
Yeah, you got
banquet.
A nice little award at the banquet for that. That was really an honor for the
Yeah, it's the Stan Lobitz Award, no less. If anybody knows Stan, he's supported midget racing for years, and he's one of them guys that doesn't say nothing bad about nobody. Good guy.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, we need more people like Stan in the sport.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Sean, thanks for calling in, man, for being our mystery caller.
Sure. I'll do it again sometime, and I'll be at Motorsports Friday and Saturday. So stop by the ARDC booth, say hello, and I'll answer any questions or concerns that anyone has.
All right. I'm going to take you on a walk around Motorsports when I get there.
I'll be there.
All right. All right.
Sean, thanks again.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good evening. Thank you.
All right.
President of the ARDC Midget, the Golden Dome. Sean Burke.
There you have it.
Yep. So what are you doing this weekend, folks?
I'm
down at Oaks.
I'm heading to Oaks. Yep, we're gonna take in the show, the 2014 edition of Motorsports.
Pioneer Builders Motorsports Race Car and Trade Show, fueled by Sunoco.
Whip, we forgot to give tickets away.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. We got 5 minutes to take tickets away. Give me a trivia question.
What car number was Trevor Kovalar this past year in the ARDC Midgets? Car number for Trevor Kovalar. You can call us at
646-649-1899.
Call now because you only got
call
10
now.
Minutes.
You got 5 minutes.
You got 5 minutes to win
2 tickets
for Motorsports.
To win 2 tickets for Motorsports.
You got to call
ding,
in.
Ding, 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 ding.
the number of Trevor Kobylar's ARDC midget from 2013 car number.
646-649-1899.
Car number for Trevor Kobylar. ARDC midget champion of 2013. We only said it like 3-4 times.
The people here are a little slow.
Oh, we got people calling?
Yeah, we got people.
They're listening. We got people listening to us.
Hello, welcome to Lowdown and Dirty. Who's calling?
Allison Rogers.
Hi, Allison.
Do you have a correct number?
Is it 1K?
We'll go with that.
All right.
Win. You're going to motorsports.
Yay!
Okay.
How do we get the tickets to you?
Allison, you're going to hang on the line with me. All right?
Okay.
And if we get this messed up, because we're going to be going off the air real soon, message your telephone number to us on Lowdown and Dirty's Facebook page. Okay?
Okay, or I can give it to Tammy. She knows where I live.
There you go.
All right.
How about we give the tickets to Tammy and she gives it to you?
Can we just give the tickets to Tammy, Allison? Is that all right? If we can get the tickets to Tammy and she can get them to you.
All right. How about we
give
the tickets to Tammy and she gives it to you?
Yeah, you got to turn your computer down. You got to turn the volume on your computer down.
Okay.
Wow, we got a winner fast. People were listening. Damn.
Is that all right with you, Allison, if we give them to Tammy?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. And cool. You're going to motorsports. Compliments of Lowdown and Dirty and Mr.
Ernie Saxton, coming from the Sammons family. They actually supplied the tickets for us. So there you have it. Congratulations, Allison. Have a good evening.
All right. Thank you. You too.
All right.
All right. Phew. Good job, Captain. I forgot all about tickets for motorsports. Well, there it is, 1K. Mm-hmm. She nailed it. 1K.
There you go.
Phew. Good job, Captain. I forgot all about them.
All right. You're going to have to wrap this thing up.
All right. This weekend, folks, let's go to motorsports. For Scotty Deal, Tammy Allman. For Scott Hawkins, don't forget, Cover 2 Mall Show, when? March 7th through the 9th. Our apprentice, Bobby, thank you for coming out. It's Whippy, Lowdown and Dirty. Joe Adams, hope you feel better. Thank you for tuning in, folks. Next week, we'll have another lovely show. Hopefully, we present the man of the Person of the Year Board Corner Trophy to Mr. Fred Raymer. Thank you for listening.
Good night, everybody.
Peace out.